This episode of the podcast is brought to you by my new dating course, Dating in the Wild, The Adult Man Method. Click the link down in the description to grab the entire system that helped me go from dating zero to dating hero in my own life as a man. You can also download my free ebook, The Quick Start Guide to Improving Your Dating Life for Men. And while you're at it, you can book a free 15-minute discovery call with me to see if you may be an ideal candidate for my one-on-one alpha transformation dating coaching program for men. Find links to all of these resources and more down in the description. As I always say, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. Let's get you started on the path to transforming it today. All right, now it's time for today's episode. A quick note before we dive into this episode. The information you're about to learn is not medical advice, and it shouldn't be taken as such. This is simply my anecdotal life experiences and the lessons that I have derived from them. Use at your own risk, and as always, strive to make the best decisions for you that are going to help you produce positive outcomes in your life, especially when it comes to your health and wellness. All right, let's dive into the episode. Whenever a woman tells you, you can have sex with me with no condom, just don't climax in me. This is this is a recipe for disaster. This is inviting disaster. You are going to get her pregnant. You're most likely going to get her pregnant. Hello, gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis podcast. This is the podcast where you learn how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. So, today I want to talk about something really important. The topic for today is how to have safe sex. Now this isn't going to be, I'm going to try to keep this as, I don't want to go down a graphic road with this. I don't want to try to make this a crazy, explicit episode. What I do want to do is deal with the issue of safety and how to navigate that on the dating marketplace. And this was actually prompted by a question I got when I was doing a coaching call the other day. The gentleman I was coaching had a very, very legitimate, very good question. He said, if I start experiencing some success, I start to get to a point where I have the opportunity to hook up with, ladies, have, more romance, have more intimacy. How do I go about the process of being safe? I'm a little worried about STDs, STIs. STD stands for sexually transmitted disease. STI stands for sexually transmitted infection. He's like, basically, I don't want to get anyone pregnant. How do you go on this journey of interfacing with women, learning how to succeed with women, actually, getting to the point where you get good enough at dating to where you have women who want to be intimate with you, and then navigating the safe part of that. And that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. And I'm going to basically break down for you my safety protocol. And I just want to give you a little background on this. So for me, I learned some of this the hard way in my life. When I started getting good at dating, when I started getting some traction, when I actually got to the point where women were starting to pay attention to me, and then they were responding positively to my advances, my flirting, I would start to experience more opportunities for intimacy with women. They would come back with me to my place, we would go to their place. These types of things didn't happen to me when I was younger and inexperienced. I had no idea how to win with women, and so just getting to the point of intimacy was like a huge ordeal. So there was really no planning about safety, because getting there was such a rare thing that, it was just off my radar. But as I started to get more successful at this business of being able to date, have good experiences with women, have romance and more intimacy, I started to realize that there was a lot of opportunity for disaster, okay? And the reason I learned this was because I had a couple things happen to me, and I'm not gonna go into graphic details about this, but let's just say I had a few things happen that really woke me up and made me realize, whoa, Josh, you've gotta pump the brakes on this a little bit. If you keep going at this rate and never planning ahead for safety, you could find yourself getting an STI. You could find yourself getting someone pregnant unintentionally. You could think you're being safe, but if you don't really be careful about it, you're not gonna be safe enough, and something is going to happen, and it's going to really drastically affect the course of your life. And that's really what it comes down to. You know, there are some STDs, some STIs that are scarier than others. There are some that are incurable, but then there are some that are kind of mild. There's also a lot of stigma about this. There's a lot of paranoia. Some people are legitimately paranoid of sexually transmitted infections. Some people are paranoid of pregnancy, and for good reason. We want to be safe, and safety is of paramount importance. And, you know, I kind of have a problem with this in some sectors of the pickup culture, in some places in the manosphere, you know, in some different communities where men talk about this, hooking up with all these women, there really isn't, there isn't any energy putting into addressing the issue of safety. And I just want to go ahead and take this opportunity to share this with you. So I'm going to cut right to the chase with my own personal safety protocol. And I'm not going to tell any more stories. I'm just going to get right into the protocol, okay? And I'm going to try to make this as clear and as concise and as non-graphic as I can. Keep in mind that we are dealing with intimacy, we're dealing with sex, we're dealing with very, you know, the very real transmission of body fluids, germs, you know, bacteria, sperm, semen, and then, you know, with eggs, those combined, they make babies. And this is all very real stuff that we as humans have to understand and think about. So the very first thing, let's talk about sexually transmitted infections. Now, if you want to really understand sexually transmitted infections and what kind of risks they pose, I'm not going to go through all of them in this episode, but what you might want to do is you want to just get on your internet browser and search, you know, what are the most common STIs or STDs, and then you want to read about them. So you're going to be looking at things like HIV, you know, at the scarier end of it. You're going to be looking at things like herpes. You're going to be looking at things like HPV, human papillomavirus. You're going to be looking at things like gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomoniasis. So there are all of these different infections. Some of them are viral, some of them are bacterial. Hepatitis C is another one. In some cases you have to think about. Some of them are more easily transmitted than others. And then they each kind of carry their own rate of curability, right? So for example, in some cases, you might get something like chlamydia or gonorrhea, which is a bacterial infection. It's not really a big deal. You take a antibiotic and you get it cleared up. So it's like not quite as dangerous unless you get into a situation where there's like antibiotic resistant gonorrhea, which is on the rise in the United States. So then it's like, well, you know, is there anything safe? Like, is there any such thing as a good STI? And the answer is no, there is no such thing as a good thing to get. There's danger in all of this. And really, this is the main point that I want you to understand, is that whenever you choose to engage in sexual activity with another human, you are putting yourself at some level of risk, okay? You cannot expect to engage in this with other people and to completely be free of any and all danger. Now, you can minimize the danger. And the best way to minimize danger is to either have a safety protocol, or if you want to go even a step further, just don't have sex until you get into a monogamous relationship with someone else where you can just have sex in the safe confines of that, where pregnancy is fine and there's no infections because neither of you are having sex with anyone else. And then that is completely safe, at least as far as safety goes in terms of humans having sex. With that being said, a lot of people want to have some casual sex. They want to hook up, you know, they want to date multiple people. And this is what I did. The path I took was dating multiple people, dating a rotation of women, getting to know them, right? Going on a lot of dates until finally sort of like settling down with my favorite of the women I was seeing, vetting her, making sure she was a good choice, and then getting into the relationship with her, which was kind of a long-term process. That was like a process that took, you know, about a year of time, you know, since my last relationship. So I had like a year of singleness, and then I got into my new relationship that I'm in right now with my girlfriend, which I've been in for over a year. And it's much more safe and secure now because we're in a closed monogamous relationship. But, you know, there was a time when I was dating multiple people. And so I chose to take that risk. And that's really the first thing, is you have to decide if you're going to take the risk of having casual sex, because casual sex does come with risks. No matter how many condoms you use, no matter how sure you are that she's on birth control, you know, no matter how sure you are that pregnancy can't happen, there is still risk, right? I've heard some crazy stories. I've heard stories of men getting vasectomies and then getting women pregnant. I've heard of women getting their tubes tied or their tubes removed and still getting pregnant. It's very unlikely to happen, but I've heard of it happening. It's a freak anomaly mathematically, but it is still possible. I've heard of people using condoms and still getting chlamydia. I've heard of people using condoms and still getting HPV. There is no complete foolproof, fail-safe way to completely protect yourself from all risk. But then again, that doesn't mean that the risk isn't worth taking. When I look back on my experiences dating as a single man, I realized that even though there was some risk, and I did put myself at risk by choosing to have casual sex with multiple partners, the lessons it taught me about how to interface with women and the lessons I learned going through that, it turned out to be worth it for me. Like I ended up making a bigger return on my investment versus, you know, having greater disaster. For some people, it is not that lucky. All you have to do is read through a few internet threads about HIV and you will hear horror stories about people who thought they were having safe sex only to end up with HIV, which later turns into AIDS, which is a very, very dangerous virus, which if it's not treated is absolutely life-threatening, and it has a huge impact on your quality of life. So, you know, that's a very extreme kind of example. Thankfully, not everyone who has casual sex even runs into that sort of situation, but it is something to think about. So you have to understand that there's a certain element of risk you have to assume if you want to go down that casual sex road, that you cannot escape it. So you have to do that willingly. You have to be radically self-responsible and say, you know what, this is a risk, but either I'm going to choose to take the risk knowingly, or I'm going to choose not to. And I'm going to choose to go the route of finding someone and being monogamous and waiting until I'm in a committed relationship in order to do that. Those are kind of the two paths set before you, okay? So let's talk about the risky path, and that's when you would need a safety protocol the most, is when you're going to choose to engage in some casual sex, hookups, that kind of thing. And I'm going to basically give you the lowdown on my safety protocol that I developed, okay? So the very first thing is whenever I would have an intimate, you know, interlude with a woman, condoms were a 100% necessity. No questions asked, no exceptions. This is very important. Even if she tells me she's on birth control, even if she tells me, you know, oh, I don't have anything, like I'm clean, no matter what she says, condoms are an absolute necessity. So for me, this is the basis for my protocol. Always bring condoms. Make sure that the lubricant you're using is compatible with the condoms. You don't want to use oil-based lubes with latex condoms. This will degrade the material, make the condoms less effective. You want to use, you know, lubricant that is compatible with the condoms you're using, okay? So usually that'll mean water-based lubricant with latex condoms. You could use some other like natural lambskin condoms, and then you have more options for different types of lubricant and that kind of thing, because they're not latex. Some people have a latex allergy. They have to use the other types, more organic material. And you know, the organic ones, it's interesting, they actually feel a bit more realistic and they're a little bit more like, let's say, user-friendly than latex condoms. Latex condoms, the brands make a surprising difference. You need to experiment with a bunch of different ones. For me, I bought like all kinds of different ones and tried them out, and I found definitely found my favorite brand and type. Doesn't matter, it's different for every man. I'm not gonna like share it, but you need to have your condom game on point. Always have the condoms with you. What I used to do is I bring a backpack, always have condoms and lube in the backpack if I'm gonna go on a date. It's just in my car. That way if things, you know, if we get intimate, it's like, hey, let me grab my condoms. I'm not about to do this with no condoms, right? In the very rare event that I didn't have a condom, intercourse was off the table for me. It's like, no, I only do that if I have condoms. I don't have a condom right now. You know, you can do other things. You can use your hands on each other, use your mouth on each other. Now, that's another thing. You have to understand that some sexually transmitted infections can be spread through oral sex, right? As a general rule, anal sex tends to be the riskiest type of sex. Vaginal intercourse tends to be kind of the second most dangerous, you know, risky, and then oral sex the third, and then just manual stimulation. So just using hands on each other would fall into the fourth. So those are kind of the degrees of risk, generally speaking, okay? So, you know, do with that what you will. Understand that there's risks, and just for anything involving penetration, for me, it was like condoms are an absolute must. Now, there's a second part to this. Condoms are not a foolproof guide to avoiding STIs and pregnancy, okay? So you always want to think about the woman you're with. So for me, it was always a question of, okay, well, is this the kind of woman who seems, you know, from being on a date with her, whether we've gone on one date, 2 dates, there are a lot of women in my history that I went on one date with and then we hooked up. Mostly earlier on in my experience, before I really learned that you have to vet women properly to really make sure you protect yourself. So I had this enlightening moment where I realized that I really needed to pay attention to what kind of woman she was. If I think that she's the kind of woman who's going home with a different dude every night, this is going to factor into my safety decisions. Whereas, you know, if I think that, well, she doesn't really get around that much, she's not like, you know, going home with every guy from the bar, you know, she's a little more conservative, this factors into my decision a little bit too. Also, it's like how clean she keeps herself, right? What kind of moral person she seems to be. And what I'm trying to gauge in vetting her in this way is I'm trying to gauge the level of risk and the level of how much can I trust her. So if she says to me something like, I'm on birth control, it's like, okay, but do you take it every day? Can I trust that this is true? You know, or if she says, if it happens to come up, if she says something like, oh, I haven't even had sex in like a year. I've had more than one woman tell me that. Is it true? Well, there's no way for you to know. All you can do is decide if you're going to take her at her word. And to a point, you actually have to really come to terms with the fact that you're not gonna know. And so it doesn't really matter, right? You have to treat every single situation as if it's potentially risky. So with that being said, it's important to understand that condoms are not a catch-all for protection in all different ways. So let's talk about STIs, okay? There are some STIs, especially herpes and especially HPV, human papillomavirus, that can be transmitted regardless of whether you're wearing a condom. Doesn't matter, because the skin around the genitals can carry it and give it to you anyway. So even if you're wearing a condom, maybe you cut down a little bit on the risk, but it's not really going to protect you. So you know, there's also an element to doing a visual inspection. Well, does she look like she has something weird going on, right? That doesn't always tell you everything, but it's another thing that gives you a clue. If you see that she has bumps, or you see that there's some kind of like, you know, if things just don't seem quite right, maybe you just hold on a minute and you talk about it, you know. Or you just disengage, you just say, hey, you know, I'm kind of having second thoughts. I don't think this is right for me. Let's just chill out for a minute, right? It's always better safe than sorry. But in my experience, generally speaking, the paranoia about STIs is way overhyped. Not everyone's running around with sexually transmitted diseases. It's in my experience, and maybe it's just because I've mostly dated like what I consider classy women. I really haven't dated women that was a problem with in my history as much. But it seems to me like, as a general rule, if you're dating people who are taking good care of themselves, who go to the doctor, you know, who are into health and fitness, who want to take care of their bodies, people who actually have some self-value, this isn't as big an issue as you would think it is. Most of these people out here don't have anything, right? They really don't. You just never know, okay? So you have to understand the risk. But now let's talk about condoms and pregnancy for a minute. One rule that I've always had is you have to understand with pregnancy, two means one and one means none. In other words, if a condom is the only thing keeping you from getting her pregnant, it's not enough. if she is on birth control, verified for sure, and it's accurate and she's doing it right, and you're using a condom, that is actually kind of like, okay, now we're relatively safe. That's kind of like having one form, okay? Pregnancy can happen so easily sometimes. And I'm telling you this from experience because I have two kids, and I'm telling you that it can happen much easier than you think. So one thing that I would always do is, if I was with someone new and I didn't know if I could trust their own birth control or whatever, I would wear a condom and I would never finish inside, okay? Like I would never climax inside, because that's sort of like combining the pull-out method with condoms. Now, pull-out method is not trustworthy. You cannot trust the pull-out method. Whenever a woman tells you, you can have sex with me with no condom, just don't climax in me, this is this is a recipe for disaster. This is inviting disaster. You are going to get her pregnant. You're most likely going to get her pregnant. The fact of the matter is that pre-cum has sperm in it as well as semen does in men. So there's already sperm going on in there even before you reach climax as a man. So pregnancy is definitely still on the table. However, my thought process was always, if we use a condom and I pull out, then there's just that much less chance of like the condom slipping off or the condom breaking or something, because that can happen too. Once you climax, if you start to get soft and then you pull out and the condom slips off, well, you might be looking at a pregnancy. Not necessarily, but it is much more likely. Okay, that's why you always want to follow the instructions for the condoms on the box, where you hold the base and you pull out and you try to keep everything clean and together. But it's not enough. Just a condom is not enough. So that is, that's another part of my protocol, basically, is that. Now, another thing that I did when I was single and I was dating, multiple different people, every 3 months, I would go to my local clinic and I would get tested for STIs. I would pee in a cup for the gonorrhea, the chlamydia. I would get a blood test for syphilis, HIV, and hep C. And there was I think there's a couple other tests in the pee test, but anyway, but you go and you get the full range, you get the full battery to just make sure that you're good. And then if you did get something and it slipped through and you weren't aware of it, now you find it early and you get it taken care of. And if you do end up with something, you want to inform your partners. That's the rational, reasonable, responsible thing to do. Another thing I want to say is, when it comes to this type of thing, it can be very easy to want to be intimate with a woman, but then to be very paranoid of potential downsides or consequences. So for example, I dealt with this a lot back when I was younger. I would want so bad to be intimate with this woman, whoever I was dating, and we would be intimate. And, I was just like all about it. But then right after we were done, all the panicking would start to swirl in my mind. Like, oh no, what if, did we use the condom right? Like, what if she gets pregnant? Or, what if she had something she didn't tell me? What if now I have something? Like what if I, have an STD? And what if that's going to affect me for my whole life? And this kind of thing. So one thing that I've learned in life is that you have to be smart before you let yourself go down that road. As men, we love women. We want to have intimacy with women. We want to have great times. We want to have excitement. And if we start to go down that road, reasonability can very quickly go out the window, because our feelings, like our lust, our excitement takes over. And this is kind of an irresponsible way to live. We have to think about safety before we even get there. We have to have a safety plan. We have to have boundaries for ourselves in place. Like, for example, if there's no condoms, not gonna do it, a boundary. She might be like, please do, please, like, it's fine, it's safe, trust me, it's safe. No, it's a boundary I decided before I even got there. No condom, we're not gonna do it. Maybe we can, there might be things that I would be willing to do without a condom, making out, whatever. to up to a certain level, but it's like, no, intercourse without a condom is just not going to happen. Another thing that's really important, and this is especially important for men who are successful, and you know, it's a shame that I even have to say this, but you know, there came a time in my journey when I realized I really needed to be careful about, even after sex, what I did with the condom, okay? And I got to the point where I would actually take my used condoms and tie them up and then just kind of put them in my backpack in a bag and take them with me instead of leaving them in her trash can if we were at her house, or instead of just leaving them out at my house if she was over, until I got to know her, until I got to know that she wasn't the type of girl who was gonna take it and put it inside her and get pregnant on purpose, right? I hate to even say that that's a thing, and I have never dated a woman who has ever done anything like that, never. I've never even had a hookup with someone who's done something like that. But it only takes one time for that to really change your life, and there's very little that you could do about that to negate some of the consequences, and that puts you in a whole different situation that is very difficult that you're gonna have to deal with maybe for 18 years. So that's another thing that I do that I hate to, that may sound paranoid, but you can't be too careful out there. As a man, you are responsible for what happens with your sperm. You are responsible. If your sperm goes into a woman, regardless of how it happened, there's a point where you have to accept responsibility for it. And unfortunately, if you create a child because someone stole your sperm, that's still your child. That's still your blood. That's still your DNA. And you're going to have to wrestle with that for 18 years. So it's better to think about that beforehand, to take radical self-responsibility. So that's what I always did. I always tied up my condoms and took them with me. Or I put them away until she left. And then I threw them away, discarded them, until I got to know her better and trust her. And once I get to know a woman, trust her, and I get to know her a little bit better, it becomes obvious what kind of person she is. Like, is she the kind of person who would do that? Probably not. No. And I get to a point where I trust her. And I've never been burned by that, ever. But I exercise a lot of care and safety in leading up to that. Okay. So anyway, there you go. There's my two cents on the matter. I hope that this has been informative. I realize that I kind of rambled on about this a little bit. It's just such a big topic, and it's so important to talk about. It's so important to cover thoroughly, and I want to make sure that I got as much in here as I could and to share kind of my experiences with it, and I hope that this has been useful to you. Be safe. Take risks intentionally if you choose to take them. Don't feel pressured to do things that you're uncomfortable with, but also remember that most good things exist on the other side of risk and danger. This is part of the hero's arc. We have to face conflict, face danger, overcome danger, to experience the rewards that come from succeeding in the battlefield of life. And the dating marketplace is a pretty ruthless place. It's not a safe place, and that's why everyone's kind of looking for some safety and security. And this also kind of leads around to a more serious discussion about why getting into a monogamous relationship with a really good woman for the long term is definitely the safest play. There's a big difference between dating in the wild, dating a rotation of women for a year, and then finding a great woman and settling down with her for the next 30 years, and dating in the wild for 30 years. There's a huge difference in risk factor between those two things. So that's something to consider as well. For me, dating in the wild was always about dating different women on the journey to finding the one I wanted to settle down with, because that security of knowing that we're monogamous and we could get to the point where we can have sex unprotected and it's still safe because we know what our birth control situation is and we know our risk factors and we know all of that. Like we can control all that if we're working together in the context of a committed relationship, but you cannot control any of that together if you're not together. You're just gonna each be doing your own things, and you're gonna come together, and there's gonna be more varied risk factors. So you just have to understand that that's part of the game. And there's something to be said for getting into long-term monogamous committed relationships, because they are truly safer in that sense. So. you know, it is what it is. All right, that's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.